Welcome, everyone. Valentine's Day from Valentine, Nebraska. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Happy Valentine's Day, Kim.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Will you be mine?
I will be yours.
Jolly well, good.
Do you have coffee for me this morning so I can read the Tri-State Livestock News and have a cup of coffee?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the Tri-State Livestock News is packed with insights on cattle, grains, horses, all things ag-related. Your morning routine is a whole lot richer with the Tri-State Livestock News, and you can find out more at tsln.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have today?
I have a piece called Red Roses, and Rhonda Stearns sent this in a few years ago. Red roses were her favorite. Her name was also Rose, and every year her husband would send them, tied with pretty bows. The year he died, the roses were delivered to her door. The card said, "Be my Valentine," like all the years before. Each year he sent her roses, and the note would always say, "I love you even more this year than last year on this day. My love for you will always grow with every passing year." She knew this was the last time that the roses would appear. She thought he ordered roses in advance before this day. Her loving husband did not know that he would pass away. He always liked to do things early, way before the time. Then, if he got too busy, everything would work out just fine. She trimmed the stems and placed them in a very special vase, then set the vase beside the portrait of his smiling face. She would sit for hours in her husband's favorite chair while staring at his picture and the roses sitting there. A year went by, and it was to live without her mate, with loneliness and solitude that had become her fate. Then, the very hour, as on Valentine's before, the doorbell rang and there were roses sitting by her door. She brought the roses in and then just looked at them in shock. Then went to get the telephone to call the florist shop. The owner answered and she asked him if he would explain why would someone do this to her, causing her such pain. "I know your husband passed away more than a year ago," the owner said. "I knew you'd call and you would want to know the flowers you received today were paid in advance. Your husband always planned ahead. He left nothing to chance. There is a standing order that I have on file down here, and he has paid well in advance. You'll get them every year. There also is another thing that I think you should know." He wrote a special little card. He did this years ago. "Then, should I ever find out that he's no longer here, that's the card that should be sent to you the following year." She thanked him and hung up the phone, her tears now flowing hard, her fingers shaking as she slowly reached to get the card. Inside the card, she saw that he had written her a note. Then, as she stared in total silence, this is what he wrote. "Hello, my love. I know it's been a year since I've been gone. I hope it hasn't been too hard for you to overcome. I know it must be lonely and the pain is very real. Or if it was the other way, I know how I would feel. The love we shared made everything so beautiful in life. I loved you more than words can say. You were the perfect wife. You were my friend and lover. You fulfilled my every need. I know it's only been a year, but please try not to grieve. I want you to be happy even when you shed your tears. That is why the roses will be sent to you for years. When you get these roses, think of all the happiness that we had together and how both of us were. I've always loved you, and I know I always will. But my love, you must go on. You have some living still. Please try to find happiness while living out your days. I know it is not easy, but I hope you find some way. The roses will come every year, and they will only stop when your door is not answered, when the florist stops to knock. He will come 5 times that day in case you have went out, but after the last visit, he will know without a doubt to take the roses to the place where I've instructed him and place the roses where we are together once again. Sometimes in life, you find a special friend, someone who changes your life just by being part of it, someone who makes you laugh until you can't stop, someone who makes you believe that there really is good in the world, someone who convinces you that there really is an unlocked door that is waiting for you to open it. Talk about a forever friendship. That's called the Red Rose.
I'm surprised you made it through that.
I am a little surprised, too.
Well, folks, that's for Valentine's Day on the good stuff.